It's time for the Savor Food Podcast with Southwest Florida's favorite chef, Matt Geiger. Welcome back, listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show. You're back in the Savor First studio with Chef Matt. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Charlie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing terrific. And once again, with your crazy busy schedule and all kinds of things going on, it's been a little while. It's been a minute or two.
Yeah, we had a lot going on. So definitely been a while. I think it's been a couple months, man.
Yeah, yeah. And so we are almost halfway through August, and weather-wise, hey, it's been hot, but I'll take that over hurricanes any day of the week.
For sure. So especially this year.
Yeah. We paid our dues last year and then some. But bring us up to speed, man. What's happening? What's the fall look like? Yeah, fill us in.
You know, I think last time we talked, we were just getting ready to do our opening for the new coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And since then, yes, we have opened finally after all of it. It took us 10 months of construction and county stuff and permitting stuff and yeah. setbacks and hurricanes and all this, these things that I got hit with last year while we were doing this. But we're finally open, and it couldn't be better. Everybody's very, very happy in the neighborhood. The products we're putting out are so good. You know, it's off season, so I'm feeling like we're a little slow, but I anticipated that come October, yeah. we're going to be screaming.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Super excited about the coffee shop being open and really our new kitchen facility for the catering. You know, ultimately that was what the goal was there. Mm. So, yeah.
So for listeners in Southwest Florida, we'll do this at the end, but those who I've had the pleasure of tasting your coffee, and so we have listeners who want to do the same. Mm-hmm. Where is it located?
So our coffee shop is located off Island Park and 41 in South Fort Myers. So if you're heading south from Fort Myers, we're going to be the light right before Alico Road, right on the right-hand side. It used to be an old Publix building way back when with the blue roof on it. There's a couple other businesses in there, like the Clam Bake, which has been in there for years, Vincenzo's, which has been in there for years. You know, the R&L Trucking is in there, but you can easily find us on Google Maps and either with the coffee shop or the catering, we're both listed there. So we're pretty easily accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned products. Obviously, we can get coffee. What else you got going on?
Yeah, so we were just going to stick to like a simple pastry and coffee model. But, you know, being slow in the catering during the summertime, I really wanted to get something else out and to keep my chefs busy. So we're actually offering full breakfast and lunch. It's like takeout breakfast sandwiches, mm-hmm. but just with like a little bit of a twist and a little bit more my style. So you're not going to find like just your regular bacon, egg, and cheese, but we got like brisket, egg, and cheese. Sausage, egg, and cheese comes with like an Italian sausage link split in half. And it's the things that we're putting out are really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. But they're comfortable enough that you're not going to be like weirded out when you order it. They're not so far out there. It's everything you're comfortable with, just like a step up and better. So, and then we're doing lunch as well, a couple salads, nice hoagies and, you know, my wife, we also, during all this time, we shut down her Vietnamese restaurant. So we actually brought over one of her sandwiches from there. It was the banh mi sandwich. So if you know, like doing that over there, we brought it to ours just because we wanted to have something a little bit different on the menu, you know. And also, it's good to point out our hours are 7:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that 7 days a week?
Oh, 5 days a week. So we're Monday through Friday. I'm just anticipating a busy catering season.
Yeah.
Be open on Saturday might just be a little tough. I know some people want to go out to breakfast and whatnot on the weekend, but I think our model is, you know, quick casual. You know, you get your food quickly. If you want to enjoy it in there, you can. If you want to take it out, you can. But as far as like sit down breakfast, you know, eggs and you know, pancakes and stuff, we're not really doing that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's so. Understandable there. My Lord, that's a whole different, as you well
know. Yeah. And who's to say, you know, in the future, if things go and expand and grow, it just depends on, you know, my staff and what the public wants, and mm-hmm. get a lot of demand for something, we're mm-hmm. up to pivot, you know.
You're very good at that.
Yeah. In the last few years.
So how about on the catering side? What are the plans? How's the year looking?
The year's looking good. You know, as far as the catering goes, we've booked just about 95% of what we did last year already. So we still got, you know, five more months left. So we're in a good spot for the year, and we're better equipped for it. I think this year is going to be a little bit of learning as far as the new facility goes, getting used to the new kitchen and whatnot, but we're equipped to do a lot more and just in our own space, you know? So I think that this year is going to be a game changer as far as the catering goes. We're going to change up the menu a little bit to be a little bit more, you know. Right now, what we offer is all very good top products, but it's kind of in line with what a lot of other people offer. And I kind of did that on purpose at the beginning. But now that we're getting our foothold in, I'm going to start bringing in a few more things that are maybe outside of the box for people, so they have a little bit more to choose from and get kind of a better idea of how I like to cook.
Okay.
You know, so that's very exciting too.
Is it too early to share one or two?
No, I mean, I have a huge background personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, like most people come here, it's your typical steak and chicken, or maybe it's like a little bit of an island theme, but I have a very large Asian background and Spanish background and cooking. I'd like to bring some more of that into the catering more so than I already do. We do that stuff, but as far as offering it in the forefront where people can see the dishes and everything, that is something that we're gonna change up. So, and our packages as well will reflect that.
Yeah. All right. So you get married again tomorrow with your same wife, by the way. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
But she does listen.
Yes.
What's your meal? I mean, what from a you know, a menu standpoint, what's on the table?
You know, I think that there's not if you get like Asian catering, it's usually from a restaurant, but I want to bring our higher end products to the Asian market. So if you're going to choose like hors d'oeuvre wise, you know, you're used to like chicken on a stick or like some like crab cake ball, but there's some really nice dumplings out there. We want to do like little mini banh mi sandwiches or Vietnamese pork egg rolls. You know, we'd like to bring in some more fresh stuff to the menu that aren't typically fried or baked, like, you know, nice tsunamono, like Japanese cucumber salad bowls. And there's so much out there that I feel like we can offer. It's just being in the facility we were at before, had everything we needed. It was an awesome place to start. But as far as expansion goes, it was limited in that factor. And now that we're in our own space, you know, I can carry as much product or order in from anywhere and store it as I need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being able to do that has been able to help me expand our menu. And you know, we don't offer that much Italian stuff either. I know everybody's all about pasta bars and everything like that. And, you know, we're happy to do it, but now we're just in a better position to really dial in our craft.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I completely understand. You know, back when I had a restaurant in my health club, I was fortunately advised by someone in the business that, said, don't skimp out size your kitchen and the equipment, because that's going to dictate your menu, what you can offer.
And your capabilities too. Yeah. I mean, if you're limited by your tools and your workspace, you know, some people try to work outside of those means, and then they get, you know, kind of a subpar product because they're trying to do something in a space that's just not built for it, you know, versus our space now. I mean, I recommend everybody come and check out our kitchen space now, because it's beautiful. Yeah. We got plenty of room for everything. Nice big open. And actually, if you come to the coffee shop, you can see right into the catering side.
It's very cool.
We're right there. I wish everybody would come and take a look at the facility now, because I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of what we built.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So you're 95% of where you were last year for the full year.
Yeah.
And I know you won the award a few months ago.
We won a few things this year. We got the Gulf Shore Best Business of 2023. That was huge. And that opened up a few doors too. It just kind of put me in the eyes of a couple other people that I wasn't necessarily in front of before. And from that, actually, the coffee shop was kind of put on the radar too, and Gulf Shore wanted to come and do a kind of a follow-up article about the coffee shop. So that was really awesome to have them come in and put us in the issue and put us out there for everybody, especially right now. Building a brick and mortar is totally different than building the catering business. You know, the catering business had a lot of low overhead at the very beginning. It was just me. You know, with the brick and mortar, it's just a lot more overhead and a lot more things that I now have to worry about. So to have the support of the locals is huge for me. I think that's pretty much what's going on. I mean, this season's going to be very exciting with all the new stuff happening. You know, we're ready to go. We spent the last 4 years building this thing, and now we're in a spot to where we can pretty much take on whatever you throw at us. And that's a really good thing to feel as the business owner, is that if you have something, we got it. Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. It took some time, but we're here. So we're ready. Yeah. Bring it on.
Well, but that's when you really appreciate it. You know, when you grow through it and you can really understand the needs and the wants of the people you serve, and then to grow into where you are now, where you, like you said, you can do it all. So
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah. Super exciting.
Yeah. Well, as always, I know you have a busy day coming up here. I appreciate you carving out time, and
of course.
Talk in the next episode, Matt.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Charlie.
Thank you for listening to the Savor Food Podcast. To learn more about Savor First Choice Catering, go to SavorFirstChoiceCatering.com. That's Savor, SAVOUR, First, FIRST, Choice, CHOICE, Catering, CATERING.com, or call 239-351-5547.